Getting the most out of all inputs is critical for farm profitability, and that includes nitrogen fertilizer. Delk Crozier, Maximum Farming Implementation Specialist for Ag Spectrum and Ohio Farmer, says cost is a top decision driver for all inputs, but the greatest cost is in using a product that doesn't perform like you need it to.
A lot of people look at nitrogen and just buy the cheapest form and apply that, when actually nitrogen drives the vegetative process of the plant, and ammonia nitrogen drives the reproduction side of the plant. So you lose efficiency. It's not that you can't grow a crop, it's just the fact that you don't get the main efficiencies of how you're spending your money.
When it comes to nitrogen applications, he says the best way is a split applied approach that matches the form to plant requirements.
Somewhat close to half and half. Ammonia is not available early in the plant season growth when the temperature of the soil is cooler. So nitrate drives the activity of building cell structure and plant architecture, to where ammonia drives the reproductive side of ear fill and things.
Planning your nitrogen application strategy also needs to take into consideration of the hybrid classification you're using.
A type 1 or a workhorse is a hybrid that has a fixed ear, and it's usually more tolerant of little stronger herbicides and things, has a stronger disease package and defense package. But you have to plant a higher population of it, and you also need to put it in an area where you have early water to drive early nitrogen needs, because it does metabolize up to 80% of its nitrogen prior to mid-sill. On the other end of the spectrum, you have the racehorse hybrid or class 3 hybrid, and it metabolizes 60 to 80% of its nitrogen after mid-sill. And then somewhere in the middle, you have what they call a class 2, so that has some characteristics of both. But split nitrogen is always important to drive those processes.
While nitrogen is important, he says it's part of a broader science-based system approach, like the maximum farming system, to getting the most out of your crop.
All 17 essential nutrients are important. It's not like you can just grow a crop with 15 of them. And the big ones, phosphorus, potassium, and nitrogen, have very specific plant needs and plant timings. So nitrogen is equally as important in that process. You want the nitrate during vegetative growth, and you want the ammonia during reproductive growth.
Crozier adds, it all comes down to maximizing profit potential per acre and not about spending more money with no return.
Whatever you do, it's important we all spend our money wisely and correctly. There's a lot of things that can be sold to us when we don't have the understanding of that, sometimes allows us to be more inefficient than others. I think it's just important that we all increase our knowledge on what really drives plant processes and mineralization in the soil and nutrient needs and timing and forms. When you focus on those things, you end up spending your money better and getting a better result from the outcome of the money spent.
Learn more online at MaximumFarming.com. Michael Clements reporting.